When Jesus finished his ministry, died upon the cross, and rose from the grave, he met with his disciples a final time, and he told them that a comforter would come. Today we'll be talking about who that comforter is.
Hey friends, thanks for joining us for the Messiah's Misfits podcast. No matter where you are in your walk of faith, this podcast is here to help you grow and to learn. I'm your host, Mary Ventress, and I'm joined with my friends Randall and Josh Newby.
Hey, good evening.
Hello.
Good evening. Well, in today's episode, we'll be talking about the person of the Holy Spirit.
Oh, hallelujah.
I know. That's the best.
That's exciting.
Sounds like a good topic.
It is.
Exciting tonight. Hallelujah.
It is an exciting topic. I don't want to go a second without that third person of the Trinity.
Amen. Amen to that.
And in Genesis 1 and 2, or 1, 2, sorry, the wording of Genesis 1:26, and God said, "Let us make man in our image, after our likeness, and let them have dominion over the fish of the sea, and over the fowl of the air, and over the cattle, and over all the earth, and over every creeping thing that creepeth upon the earth." Certainly sounds right here as if the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit made a joint decision to create humanity.
Amen. Joint effort. And as we look at that particular verse there, it says in Genesis 1 and 2 that the Spirit of God, you know, verse 1 says, "In the beginning, God."
Yes.
The second person mentioned is the Spirit of God moved upon the face of the water. I'm glad he moved then.
Yes.
But I'm so glad he's still moving
today. Yes. Amen. Amen.
I'm still glad that he's moving in the, when it was without form, without void, he still moved and created life. He created an atmosphere, and that's what the Holy Spirit does. That's why I'm so excited about this subject tonight, because he does, because that he created us to have dominion.
Yes.
Dominion, and the Holy Spirit has put that spirit of authority and dominion in us that we can have dominion over the fish of the sea, over the fowl, over the cattle, over all the earth,
right?
Over every creeping thing, anything that creeps you out, creeps. God's given us that dominion and authority over.
Snakes.
Oh, absolutely. Hallelujah. So we need to exercise that.
Yes.
And that's how we do that, is through the power, the anointing of the Holy Spirit.
Yes.
So as we look at the third person of the Trinity, we see him as a genuine person.
He is.
We see him as a friend and not an enemy, but we want to respect him, respect his office as a real person. So, yeah, I'm excited tonight about introducing the Holy Spirit and getting him in our lives, in our ministries, and incorporating him into our everyday lives. Yeah.
Well, Jesus himself pointed to the Holy Spirit as a person.
Yes. Yes, he did.
You know, and he won't always strive with us.
Right.
So, you know, let's get to know him while he's still here, right?
I think that's the purpose tonight, is to get to know him. You know, Isaiah 40 and 13 says, "Who has directed the Spirit of the Lord, or being his counselor, has taught him?"
Yes.
Well, the question presents the Holy Spirit as an all-wise divine being who needs no counsel from humans,
right.
But the humans need his counsel.
Exactly.
So that's the importance tonight. So, you know, Jesus, he promised us, he said, "I'm going to give you another comforter." That's one of the greatest scriptures that we could have in the Word of God, is knowing that Christ is going to give us.
Yes.
Give us. Think about that. He's giving us another comforter. In the midst of troubles and trials right now, and those sorrows and grievings and dismay and disheartenedness, the Holy Spirit was given to us as a comforter.
Well, and he said, "And I will pray the Father, and he shall give you another comforter."
Yes.
"That he may abide with you forever."
Amen. Amen.
You know, in the Old Testament, you know, when David or Samson or Moses, you know, when the Holy Spirit came upon them, he did not dwell inside of them.
Right.
He came upon them and then he would leave. But when Jesus went to the cross, he changed that.
Yes, he did. Yes, he did. It was kind of short-term, short-lived on the Old Testament.
Mm-hmm.
But today in the church realm now, He said he's going to abide with us forever.
Forever.
Forever. Yeah. So, I mean, he's a friend.
Yes, he is.
He's a friend to us. And, you know, I think, you know, we need to clarify pretty quick right here. A lot of people say, well, the Holy Spirit, you know, and is not of God. Yes, it is. Mm-hmm. Yes, it is.
Yes.
He's not of the world. He's not of the devil. He is from the Father.
Yes, he is.
He's part of the Trinity, and he needs to be recognized and respected in his office. He's a real, genuine, bona fide person of the Trinity. And that's what I want to teach in this, or bring out tonight in this subject, is he is. When you go to John 15:26, mm-hmm. and he says, it is expedient. Nevertheless, I tell you the truth, it is expedient. The word expedient there is necessary.
Yes.
It means it's vitally important.
Yes.
For you, for us,
right.
as the Christian, as the believer, the follower of Christ, for you that I go away, for if I go not away, the Comforter will not come unto you. But if I depart, I will send him unto you. So
right.
it was Jesus that sent him. The Holy Spirit is a gift from the Father.
Right.
And so Jesus said, I'm going to send him. So Christ, what he accomplished up on the earth, had to accomplish what he did, had to go back to heaven to finish accomplishing his work. But he said, I'm going to send the Holy Spirit to you, the church, so you can accomplish my work in my absence.
What a gift.
What a gift.
Yeah.
What a gift that we have. So when you look in Romans 8:27, it talks about the Holy Spirit having a mind.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, how we need the mind of Christ.
Yes.
That's what's important, that he renews the mind of the believer.
Yes.
Renews the mind of the sinner. When he's converted and born again, we can have the mind of the Holy Spirit.
Right.
Wow. This is...
Because, and again, he is a person. And I don't think people truly grasp that.
Right.
That he is a person. Just yes. like the Father, the Son,
Absolutely.
The Holy Ghost is a person.
Amen. He is that in... You know, and it, when he speaks that, Romans 8:27 says, he searches the hearts. He knows what the mind of the Spirit, because he maketh intercession for the saints according to the will of God. He knows what the will of God is.
Yes.
And so if he knows what the will of God is, how much more would that be in our prayer life when we're praying?
Oh, yeah.
How much more to get him incorporated, get him involved?
Yes.
That's what I always say sometimes is, if you got a problem, get heaven involved in
That's
it.
That's right.
Let prayer be your first thing.
Yes.
Get the Holy Ghost involved. Get the Word of God in your life. Get him working in that situation. Then you start incorporating, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
That's right. You know, and he says here, you know, whom the Father will send in my name, he shall teach you all things and bring all things to your remembrance.
Praise the Lord.
So, you know, we've spoken of this before, you know, God wants you to bring his word to him.
Yes.
That's what
yes.
Moses did. He said, Lord, remember you promised.
Absolutely. That's what he said.
And I believe that stopped what the Lord was fixing to do, because he said, you're right. I did say this.
Yes.
You know, so
it's important we pray the word.
Yes, we need to know it.
But it goes back to the dominion.
Yes.
Well, when you quote the word, we're taking that authority.
Right.
The word of God is the authoritative
mm-hmm.
word of God. So whenever you pray that and quote that, it's important that we meditate on it. Meditate, and stress this, meditate on the word of God.
Yes.
And when you meditate that, he said he will teach you. And then the last part of that verse is, he said, I'll bring all those things to your remembrance.
Yes.
But the important thing is, if we don't ever look at the word, read the word, study the word, he can't bring it back if we don't get inside of us.
That's right.
So that's important tonight.
I had a pastor back in the day that always said, you know, what's going down in the well is coming up in the bucket.
That's true.
So if you're not feeding yourself the word of God, whatever you're feeding yourself is coming back out.
Amen to that.
Mm-hmm.
So what we find is the Holy Spirit is important to every minister.
Yes.
But also the Holy Spirit is important to the housewife.
Yeah.
To
every
the mom,
believer.
To the husband.
Yeah.
To the child. It's important in every person's everyday life. The businessman, the dentist, the doctor.
Right.
Get the Holy Spirit. Allow him that opportunity to work in our lives and to direct us. You know, John 15:26 said he will testify of Christ. That's one of the offices that the Holy Spirit owes. He doesn't speak of himself.
Right.
He brags on Jesus.
He does brag on Jesus. That's right.
He brags on the Son of God.
Yes.
So that lets us know that he is of truth. He's a spirit of truth.
Mm-hmm. That's true. He selects certain people to serve him as their believers. You know, he will choose you, but it's up to you to allow him to be used by you. Does that make sense? So if you want to be used by God, get to know the Holy Spirit.
Amen. You know, back when I was called into the ministry, there was a little saying that it was told me, and I remember it all these years. It says that some were called and some were sent. Mm-hmm. And some just packed up and went.
There you go.
You know, I am thankfully, and I'm thankful without a doubt that I was called.
Yes.
But I couldn't do what I do without the Holy Spirit.
No.
I was backwards. I was shy. I was wanting to hide behind the curtains. I wanted to be in the background. But when the Holy Spirit gets inside of
you,
he makes a new creation.
He does.
Because
you'll quit.
Yeah.
You'll quit if it's not from
you
God.
You don't have that stamina.
No.
And he gives you a courage like no other.
That's
gives
right.
you a boldness as you've never had before.
That's right.
Oh, man.
Pray for that. People should pray for that.
Absolutely. Get the Holy Spirit in your life and enjoy what he's working in you because he will lead you. And he says in John 16:23, he said, I will show you things to come.
Yeah.
It's like having inside help.
Yes.
It's like having inside information.
Front row seats.
Insight. You know, with that, when he calls you into a ministry, it's important that we know that because he will warn us of things, of dangers ahead. He will alert us at different moments in our time. You know, when you're called of God to do something, it's nice to know that there's somebody walking with you as a paraclete to walk along beside you, to help bear the burden, to help carry the load, and to give you that information that you need.
Right.
We don't know what's around the curves.
No.
But the Holy Spirit does.
Yes.
And that's why it's important that when he calls us, that get the Holy Ghost involved.
Yeah, absolutely. We have to have the Holy Ghost involved, you know, and if we, you know, we already saw how he intercedes for Christians in Romans 8:26, because
absolutely.
We often do not know how we should pray. There's many a times that I talk to God and I say, Lord, I don't even know what to say about this situation. But I will say, but I know, you know what's going on in this situation, and I'm going to give it to you in your hands, because nothing no fancy words I can come up with can top what the Holy Spirit can take care of.
That's where we pray in the Spirit.
Yes.
You know, we pray in the Spirit to build up our most holy faith.
Yes.
Because the Holy Spirit knows what the will of God is.
Yes.
He maketh
he knows
intercession
the things of God.
According
yeah.
to the will of God.
Yes.
So that's what's important. You know, we need him involved in every area, in our ministry, in our prayer life, in our witnessing. As a pastor, we need him. You know, God has called us to be pastors to feed the people.
Yes. Well, I need him to wake up.
Yeah.
I don't want to wake up in the morning. You know, there's times I'll wake up in the morning praying in tongues.
Yeah.
And I don't know why. I mean, but it's not for me to know why. The Holy Spirit's in charge, and I'm just going to let him be in charge. Because he knows the situation better than me.
Yes, he does.
It's like when you have a burden, you know, he'll put a burden on your heart.
Amen.
And and it's a heaviness. And you're like, man, I feel so heavy. Go pray. When you feel that feeling, you go pray, because you may never, ever know what that burden is about. But
if he
knows.
If he is instigating.
Yes.
If he is instrumental in stirring that up in that feeling inside of us. There's an importance.
Yes.
Someone's life may be on the edge.
Yes.
Of danger, sickness.
Right.
Whatever may be the case, it's an urgency.
Yes.
And that's why we need to discern the voice of the Holy Spirit.
Right.
That's why we need to have him. God's give us a responsibility that's huge.
Yes.
But he didn't leave us to do it by ourselves.
No, he did not.
It's not just for a mere human activity here.
That's right.
You know, with God, all things are possible. Through the Holy Spirit, all things are possible.
You know, and that's what hurts my spirit is when somebody says, oh, that was for the old days. That was for the the saints of old, that's praying in tongues and all that. I'm like, you're missing it.
Yes.
You're missing out on what God has for you.
Yes.
You know, you can make it in. I believe you can make it in, but you're going to make it the hard way.
It's going to take more than coffee shops.
That's right.
It's going to take the Holy Spirit.
Yes.
You know, and it's going to take men of God filled with the Holy Spirit, filled with the Holy God to feed the church of God today, which Jesus has purchased with his own blood.
That's right. I mean,
he's given us the greatest gift of salvation, and he's given us the greatest word to preach, but also he's given us the power to preach that gospel.
Well, that's where those gifts come from.
That's right.
We get the gifts from the Holy Spirit.
Amen. Amen.
And you know, preaching is a gift.
It is.
If you're not called to preach, it is dry bones.
Yes.
I mean, I've been in some churches that were, you know, no offense, but deader than a doornail. You know, couldn't wait to get out of there.
The Holy Spirit is life.
Yes.
The Holy Spirit is the life.
Yes. And if he's not in there, it's not there.
You got to have the life in the church.
That's right.
The Holy Spirit. You know, if you're going to sing, sing about the blood.
That's right. You know, amen.
Without the blood.
That's right. Power in the blood should be sang every service.
Here we go in the songs again.
Victory in Jesus.
There you go.
Oh, Lord, send the power just now.
Amen.
Amen to that. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. But yeah, I'm glad that God does... you know, when he calls us, he gives us, I like to call it ammunition.
Mm-hmm.
He gives us what we need to fight the battles.
He equips us.
He equips
just
us.
Just like the whole armor of God.
Yes.
I mean, it's the same way with the gifts of the Spirit.
It is.
He gives you a holy boldness, because it takes a holy boldness to step out and to prophesy to somebody.
It does.
And then, because they could just say, you're crazy.
Yeah.
But I'm going to tell you what, I've never had anybody that I've prophesied to or given a word of knowledge to that rejected it.
Right.
You know.
Well, when you do that, out of love and respect.
Exactly.
And truthfulness.
That's right.
Out of truthfulness.
People feel the genuine. You feel the Holy Spirit.
Oh, absolutely.
And, you know, yes, I believe there are fakes and phonies out there. Absolutely. We've seen them be exposed. But when the Holy Spirit is truly involved.
Yes.
There's no stopping it.
I like what I heard, a statement that was said. It said, if you're afraid to offend, you cannot be honest.
Right.
That's
good.
That's a very true statement.
Yeah.
If you're afraid to offend somebody, you can't be honest.
Right.
But the Holy Spirit is the Spirit of truth.
Yes.
So therefore, you can be honest with people.
You know, one of my favorite stories is when Brother Jesse Duplantis told about eating dinner with a family. And he said the woman set down gumbo or jambalaya. You know, he's from Louisiana. And he said, Lord, rapture me out of here right now, because it was so bad. But her husband got saved because he told the truth. He said, I've had pastors come in this church and lie, come in this house and lie. You know, it's amazing how God worked that out. Holy Spirit worked that out, that man would give his life to God.
But he was honest.
He was honest.
And that's the Spirit of truth.
Yes.
When the Spirit of truth is working in you, we're going to be honest.
Amen. Absolutely.
But when you have the Spirit of truth, the Spirit of love working coincidentally, working together, it's all going to work out for God's glory.
Yes, yes. And it flows cohesively.
Yes.
It's not like, it's not a struggle.
Right.
It just flows naturally. That's right.
When you give the Holy Spirit lead in your life, he's going to direct it.
Well, he witnesses to believers. If we look at Galatians 4:6, and because you are sons, God has sent forth the Spirit of his Son into your hearts, crying out, Abba, Father.
Wow.
I mean.
That'll make you shout.
That will.
That'll
preach right there.
That will make you shout, knowing that we are call the sons of God, and we can call him Abba.
And he loves
Father.
Us enough
oh,
to witness
precious,
to us.
Precious, precious.
Yeah.
He bears witness with our spirit
yes.
that we are the sons of God.
Right.
People say, well, how do you know? How do you know that you're saved? That's how you
That's
know.
That's how you know.
That's how you
yes.
know right there. The Holy Spirit bears witness with your spirit, knowing that perfect that God's love has cast out fear in our life. His
yes.
perfect love has cast that fear out.
Yeah. If you've ever felt the unction of the Holy Spirit move in your life,
Ooh.
You will never mistake it.
Yes.
Ever again. And Satan, Satan will tell you, oh, that's not real. You're not really, that's not what happened. You're a liar. I know what I felt, and I know what happened.
That's because we know him.
Yes.
We're spending time with the Holy Spirit.
I know
we're
his
walking
voice.
With him. Yes.
That's right.
We're walking with him. We're communing with the Holy Spirit daily.
Yes.
Daily. Not once a week. Mm-hmm. Daily.
Yeah.
That's why he said he'll abide with you. We're the temple of the Holy Spirit.
Yes.
Woo!
Absolutely. You know, when the Bible was written in the Old Testament, I believe the Spirit of God came upon those who wrote the Word of God.
Yeah.
Because otherwise, how could they do it?
Right.
He brought things to their remembrance. He brought to them what he wanted to be put in the Bible.
They were moved by the Holy Spirit.
Yes.
Absolutely. And he hadn't changed.
No. He's the same yesterday, today, and forever.
He hadn't changed.
That's right.
So that's the important side of it. So, yes, we see that he does witness to believers, mm-hmm. but also he inspired the written Word of God.
Yes, he did.
He inspired it.
Yes.
I mean, my Lord. That's
right where it came from.
That is. That's
2 Peter 1:21.
The Word of God is written by the Holy Spirit.
Uh-huh.
He inspired it. He instructed the men of old to, as they were moved.
Yes.
Moved.
By the Holy Ghost.
Moved. That's important. You know, we're singing a song, I shall not be moved.
Not be moved. Yes, you will.
we need to be moved by the Holy Spirit.
Oh, I agree.
Step out in faith and be encouraged.
Yes.
Be encouraged by the Holy Spirit, you know, because he wants to speak to the church of today.
Yes.
You know, the church should be full of life because the Holy Spirit.
Right.
You know, I was thinking today, driving down the highway, and I thought how this whole world just likes to suck the joy out of you. And the Holy Spirit, he said, He said, but the Father wants to give you joy.
That's right. That's right. The world wants you just to be like a cat just clinging to an old curtain. You know, just, I'm not letting go. I'm going to hold on to the past. I'm going to hold on to all the fears and all the problems that I have. And the Holy Spirit just says, I'm just going to knock you off that curtain.
Yeah.
And show you what life is.
Ooh, yes.
You know, it's a weird analogy, but that's how I see it in my mind.
That works.
That works.
Praise the Lord. You know, so as we see this here, you know, the Holy Spirit, another avenue in Ephesians 4:30 says that he can be grieved.
Yes. Oh, yeah.
And that's a terrible, terrible thing to do. But it says they rebelled and they vexed
the Holy Spirit. Yeah.
That's grieving.
Yes.
The Holy Spirit. Therefore, he was turned to be their enemy, and he fought against them, as Isaiah said. But he said, and grieve not the Holy Spirit, whereby you are sealed
unto the day
of redemption. What a promise.
Well, and you know, that's another area when I hear people say to someone, you know, don't believe in that old tongue-talking, you know, water-walking Pentecostal stuff. But you need to be careful. If you're speaking against that, right here, you're vexing the Holy Spirit.
Yes, and because he has a mind, because he's a person, he has feelings.
Yes.
And he can be grieved.
Yes, he can.
And the Holy Spirit is a gentleman.
Yes.
He will not force himself upon anybody.
No.
If he's not warned or welcome,
he's not going to stay.
He's not going to stay. He will not be forced. Right. He will not force himself.
Yeah.
You know, but people can reject him. They can grieve him.
Yes.
You know, Matthew 12:31-32 says he can be blasphemed.
Yes.
And that's dangerous.
That's no return. There's no return for you if you get to that point.
Wow. What does that verse say anyway? He said, Jesus said, all manner of sin and blasphemy shall be forgiven unto men, but the blasphemy against the Holy Ghost shall not be forgiven unto
that's
men.
Right.
That's strong meat right there.
Yeah, it is.
That is, God can forgive sin, but he will not forgive that.
That's right.
I mean, that is powerful stuff. Whosoever speaketh a word against the Son of Man, it shall be forgiven him. But whosoever speaketh against the Holy Ghost, it shall not be forgiven him.
Right.
Neither in this world, neither in the world to come.
And you know, I believe that is somebody who is knows the Holy Spirit, that turns their back on him.
Yeah.
And proclaims to be, I could be wrong, but this is the way I see it, is proclaims he's not real.
Yeah.
He doesn't exist. And I just think there's no turning back. You stab the Holy Spirit in the back.
And to feel the presence.
Right.
You know, David in Psalms 51.
Oh, yeah.
You know, David committed adultery with Bathsheba. Yeah. And the first thing he cried out was, Lord,
yes,
take not thy presence from me.
Yes.
There's nothing more precious to the Christian
right.
than the presence of the Holy Spirit, who will caress us and who will comfort and hold us as never before, and love on us and encourage us with a deep passion. It's so much a passion for the believer, and for someone to say he's to come to the point of, I just don't believe in him. I don't believe he exists.
Right.
It would take a lot.
Yeah.
To me, it would take a lot to
get
to that point.
Well, that's what hell is going to be. That without the presence of God.
That's right.
And you can never get back.
Yeah, no light.
No.
No spirit there.
No. No love.
No spirit. No. No. Oh.
But you're going to feel.
Oh, beloved.
Yes.
Beloved, come to know Jesus.
That's right.
Beloved, come to know Jesus. If you're hearing this podcast right now, come to know Jesus, because it's the Holy Spirit that draws. The Holy Spirit draws the heart of the man that's broken right now. Let the Holy Spirit draw. Let's just go to, Father, I just pray right now for someone that might be listening, that Lord, that is struggling with the belief right now. Father, I pray that you'll begin to touch that heart and, Lord, that life, Lord, that they will personally come to know you, and Lord, come to the place where they believe in the Son of God as their Savior. Lord, he said, no man cometh unto the Father except the Holy Spirit draw him. Lord, we need the Holy Spirit involved in soul winning, Lord, and in winning the souls for God. So Holy Spirit, draw that heart right now, Lord, that is lost, that's searching, that's wandering hopelessly and aimlessly. Lord, that you'll draw that heart right now, Lord, and bring them to a place of surrendering, yielding their heart, Lord, and confessing Christ is their life, Lord, as you forgive them of all of their sins. Father, I just pray right now, Lord, they will confess you as their Lord and Savior and believe on you, the only name of where men might be saved. Yes. Father, we just pray this prayer right now for that person that's lonely and broken. Yes. Lord, that they know that they can find help and in peace and encouragement through the Holy Spirit. Father, we thank you right now for that person, that family that's discouraged. Lord, that you will bring the ministry of hope to them right now. Father, we thank you for the working of the Holy Spirit in our world right now. Father, we ask this, and we thank you for the salvation plan. Yes. We thank you for that heart that's repentant right now and asking for forgiveness and asking you to come into their life and live. Father, we thank you right now for the moving of the Holy Spirit at this moment. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Amen. That's some of that truth right there. That's truth. Give your life to Jesus. You will never regret it. He is calling out to people.
Praise God.
And we have to listen to that cry. We have to.
Oh, yes.
You know, you don't ever want to be separated from him.
No, never, never. Wow, you know, when we keep talking about this tonight, you can't lie to him.
No, you cannot.
You can't get away with it. You can't get away with lies. He knows. You know, when Peter addressed Ananias and Sapphira, he says, why has Satan filled that heart to lie? You know, Satan's a liar.
He is.
He's a murderer, and he's a liar from the beginning. And we got to let people know, identify, Satan is not a friend. He's a liar. He's a thief. He comes to steal, kill, and destroy. And Peter said, why has Satan filled your heart? We need to reject him from coming into our people's hearts.
Oh, yes.
We got to reject him. Say, you're not allowed here.
He created the lie.
He did.
He is the creator of the lie. I mean, he told the angels in heaven, if he can talk angels out of heaven, think of the damage that he can do in your life once you let that that seed enter into your mind. Because people can resist the Holy Spirit. You stiff-necked and uncircumcised in hearts. This is Acts 7:51. In ears, ye do always resist the Holy Ghost as your fathers did, so do ye.
Wow. So these are some tough words of grieving the Holy Spirit, blaspheming, lying to him, resisting him.
Yes.
These are some powerful words. Man, we can't resist him.
No.
And
I mean, you can.
Oh, yeah.
You can.
We can't afford to
That's
resist him.
And he can fill us with the love of God and hope. And maketh not ashamed, because the love of God is shed abroad in our hearts by the Holy Ghost, which is given unto us, Romans 5:5. You know, it's freely given, but it's up to you to receive and accept him.
with the love of God.
Mm-hmm.
Wow. Yeah. I hope and I pray right now as we pray the sinner's prayer and give the old Romans role of people how to come to know Christ with confessing here that love of God will fill your heart right now.
Yes.
That you'll feel the sweet presence of the Holy Spirit that has been so graciously given unto us. And I just pray that you embrace that hope right now that's in you. And
yes.
Oh, my Lord, there's nothing like the sweet, sweet Spirit and the love of God.
And the peace.
Yes.
The peace that comes along with that.
And that's knowing that your sins have been forgiven. It's knowing that you have confessed in Christ, if you have received Him into your life and become a new creation, having a born again experience.
Yeah.
And that's all due to the working of the Holy Spirit.
And your name can be written in the Lamb's Book of Life.
Yes.
And you can lay your head down at night and know
that's the peace.
That whatever happens, I'm going.
You know,
I'm
Jesus,
going home.
I'll give you peace, not as the world give us.
Right.
It's an eternal peace. It's a peace that we know that we have been born again, that we have become a child of God. We have become sealed with the Holy Spirit of promise.
Yes.
You know, the Holy Spirit is the earnest.
Yes.
It's the down payment
on
that which is to come.
Uh-huh.
Oh, my Lord.
When
I get to think about that, just how great heaven's going to be.
Oh, yeah.
How great when the Father and the Son, the Holy Ghost, is all three present again.
Yes.
Right
and
now.
And we're in their presence.
And we're in their presence eternally.
Wow.
It is so important in that. And so.
Yes, this is good.
Wow.
I mean, and you know, we could talk all night about the Holy Spirit. You can't ever reach the end when it comes to the
He's
Holy
eternal.
Spirit.
He's
That's
eternal.
Right. But we have come to the end of our podcast. But you know, just remember, you do have a comforter. You do have,
Amen.
You know, Jesus sent a comforter to give you peace and grace and love.
Yes.
And power
Thank
over
you,
this world.
Thank
so
you, Jesus.
Don't ever reject that. I'd like to just say thanks for listening to the Messiah's Misfit podcast. If you haven't already, make sure you subscribe wherever you're listening today so you don't miss an episode. It would also mean a lot if you took the time to give us a review so others can find our podcast and we can continue to serve and to teach.
The Messiah's Misfits podcast is a ministry of Yale Assembly where our mission is to build kingdom people. To find out more about Yale Assembly and our other ministries, you can go to yaleassembly.org.